we're very much based on the presentation system that worked during the First World War and the Second World War, where companies and towns funded a Spitfire, for instance, or a tank in the First World War. So we're using that model to bring the mosquito back to life.
And the catalyst of this, and where the activity is all taking place, is New Zealand.
Yeah, surprisingly. Okay.
Explain how New Zealand comes into it.
All right, that's often a surprise and rather a disappointment sometimes to people when we tell them that. But the key thing is that the New Zealanders are the only ones who can do it now. The mosquito fuselage is made of plywood, and that plywood is formed on concrete moulds. Those moulds were all destroyed at the end of the war because there was no need for them. So that was the end of the mosquito production, effectively, until a chap in New Zealand called Glyn Powell, who owned a mosquito wreck, which he wanted to restore. And the only way he could do it was to build the mould. So he took 10 years building the moulds, which was an astonishing feat from original drawings. But now those moulds are there. We've pretty much got a production line in New Zealand that's producing mosquitoes. The first one came off there in 2012, and this was just after we had the idea for People's Mosquito.
So it's this huge commitment to everybody involved with it, but it also gives you time to drum up more support and get people who may not be aware of the project interested and involved.
Absolutely, and that's the key, really, to the whole thing. You know, we will be. We are a charitable organisation. We hope to get our registered charity status through this year. Once that's in place, we can approach sponsors and corporate sponsors and Heritage Lottery Fund and so on, and that will open up a lot more doors for us. But it's for the people. This is not going to be a privately owned venture that people can't see or can't touch. We'll have an open hangar policy. People can get right up and touch the airframe, sit inside it, you know, have a look at it, smell it. I mean, these things are wonderful.